So, mentioned just now, someone who's famous here and globally for her work recycling minerals, millions of waste tyres to make green steel, micro-factories in every council wanting them to recycle e-waste. Professor Veena Sahajwala, who launched the book Best Australian Science Writing on the importance of storytelling to excite young minds. Veena.
It's exactly the kind of story that reminds me why I believe that storytelling is the kind of bridge that we need between research and understanding. These stories show that science isn't just about data. It's about people, it's about communities and the connections that we make through inquiry and curiosity. They remind us that the greatest discoveries, whether it's finding solutions to ghost nets, understanding ancient ecosystems, or indeed tracing the ripple effects of air conditioning on our planet, they happen when diverse minds come together and are willing to listen, to learn, and to act. In a world where, of course, we've got so much information, good science writing cuts through that noise. It builds trust, it provides context, and it shows why the work matters. It reminds us that innovation doesn't just stop in our lab. It thrives when people can imagine, can understand, and participate in solutions. In our work at the Smart Center at UNSW, that's exactly the kind of work we want to do, where it's not just about saying we're all about understanding the complexities of waste. We're about saying, how do we actually address the challenges? And are those challenges offering us new opportunities? So the fact that we can look at e-waste, batteries, and a whole range of complex plastics and glass, and take that into remanufacturing, but to do that in a way where local communities could benefit, is something that our students, our staff, get the thrills out of. They love the fact that we could be working in partnership with Liverpool City Council, setting up our micro factories there, and the joy of watching waste mattresses, yes, waste mattresses, that of course would have ended up in landfill, to take all that fabric waste and convert that into hard green ceramic tiles. Yes, who would have thought? Soft fabric into hard green ceramic tiles. And we want to, of course, show that Australia is the forefront of discovery, is at the forefront of translation, and also is at the forefront of creating impact in our communities. This is what we love doing at UNSW. And this is why, of course, the future generations will look upon the work and the scientific discoveries that we're all making today and imagining what that future could look like. So, of course, to address some of these challenges, we want to make sure that it's not just about how we engage with corporates that might have the funds to be able to deploy these solutions. We also want to work with communities where we can show that scalability done right at the right level can deliver on that impact at all scales. And this is why, of course, for us at the Smart Center, we know it is important to be able to work with industry, with communities, and to be able to then collectively tackle these challenges that societies face. Who would have thought that our partners in a local government like that of Liverpool City Council would get so excited about the fact that all of that fabulous waste is now becoming part of world-leading technological advances that are being deployed in the form of these microfactories? But of course, what this also has been born out of is the fact that great science writing and communication is about inspiring people into action. It's about transforming that data and that knowledge into empathy. And that is why, of course, scientists themselves have to play a very important role. So when we, of course, talk about our science in a way that is accessible, what we are doing is we're extending the reach of our work, and we are demonstrating how we can deliver on impact. When scientists communicate, they build trust. They, of course, show that they are ready to engage and deliver on impact. They remind the public that, of course, science is not just something that is done once and left, but it's a process that evolves, that corrects itself, that goes back to seek the truth. And of course, even when the answers are uncomfortable, we're ready to engage and talk about it. And for, of course, professional science writers and journalists and editors and communicators, the challenge is both creative as well as ethical. It's ultimately about making that complexity engaging, but never trivial. Done well, science writing invites people not just to consume knowledge, but to think scientifically, to question, to test, and to wonder. And that's exactly what we do here at UNSW. We create real-world impact through science and research, and in collaboration with industry and communities, we actually co-develop and co-implement these ideas and pilot and test them in the real-world situation. So whether you're a researcher, a student, a journalist, or simply a curious reader, remember, of course, that every time you communicate science clearly, you expand its reach. And ultimately, the stories that we are about to experience in this beautiful piece of work today is about ultimately to make the complex relatable. That's really what we're all about. And we want to, of course, look forward to the future. And we want to be able to see the challenges. We know that the world doesn't only need brilliant scientists and science, it also needs brilliant communicators of science, people who can translate that complexity into clarity. And of course, it's when that science is translated, it not only informs, it empowers. Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you. Thank you, Veena, for that beautiful launch of another edition of the Best Australian Science Writing.
Kathy Bale of New South Wales Press thanking Professor Veena Sahajwala, former Australian of the Year in New South Wales, and role model for how to bring top tech to your local community. E-waste, polystyrene, old mattresses to building tiles, the lot.